Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug. That's the last thing I wanted to do growing up in a house of three boys. You could imagine that there was a lot of testosterone in our house. And sometimes mom and dad would have to intervene. And what do they always say to the eldest child? You've got to set the tone. You've got to be the example. You've got to be the responsible one. And I never really wanted to do that. But sometimes I had to take on that role. And I want to tell you about this one moment in particular. But first, let me say, hey, Daily Dosers, it's great to be with you. My name is Jason Diaz. I'm the worship pastor at our Rancho Bernardo campus. And I'm excited to talk with you today about what it means to be blessed. Our passage for today comes from the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And it reads like this: Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And what I love about this verse is that Jesus doesn't say, blessed are the peacekeepers. He says, blessed are the peacemakers, which implies that making peace is an active process. It's something that we have to pursue, that we have to work toward. And that's not always easy. You know, I can think of this one moment in particular when I was a kid. My brother James, he's a firefighter now. We used to get into little fights all the time, and my brother JJ, the youngest of the three, would kind of be in the corner just eating some popcorn, watching all this happen. And this one moment where I was just so furious with him, and he was so mad at me, we were ready to just like knock each other out. And my mom had to intervene. And so she got in the middle of us and she separated us and picked us up by the collar. And I remember she looks at us both and she goes, hey, stop. You have to breathe. So he took a deep breath. All right, now say, I love you. And I'm going, what? I don't want to say that to this guy. And she's like, no, you got to say it. Look each other in the eye and say, I love you. So we kind of sheepishly say, all right, I love you. And then she goes, okay, now step forward and hug it out. Are you kidding me? This guy doesn't deserve a hug. He deserves a swift kick to the face. That's what my brother was thinking, not me. And so minutes go by and it feels like an eternity. And then eventually one of us steps forward. I'm not going to say it was me. It was probably me. It was me. And we hug it out. And instantly, just like that, I don't even remember what it was that we were fighting about, but we go back to just being brothers, having fun, playing in the yard, and just doing what kids do. I think what's special about that moment is that my mom was able to see, above all the silly stuff that we were fighting over, whatever it is that we were bickering about, she saw, hey, these are my children, these are my kids, and their relationship is more important than anything that they might disagree on. And I think it's the same thing with God. I think God sees us in this moment in life and says, look, you're my flesh and blood. You've been united together over me. So why are you fighting about silly things when all I need you to do is to be blessed and to make peace? And so if we're going to make peace with one another, there's only one way to do it. It's to be in relationship. We have to be in relationship with each other. I know that's easier said than done. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you get into a debate with me or argument with me, I'm going to want to be right. I want to come out on top. But making peace isn't about that. It's about relationship. And so if I move toward relationship and conflict, what I'm looking for is this center point, this thing that I always want to come back to. If I prioritize my relationships to issues, I'm always going to struggle in my relationships to people. That's just a fact. And so, folks, we have to bring it back to the same thing every day. The only way to have peace in our lives is to have Jesus. We have to do difficult things sometimes to make peace, to move to a relationship. That might mean apologizing for something. It might mean accepting an apology. It might even mean never getting that apology and still forgiving someone. But then remembering that God is on the throne, that God is the judge. And at the end of the day, he's the one who gets the justice. He's the one that gets the vengeance. He's the one that determines right and wrong. So folks, let's move toward peace in our lives. Let's show love to each other, and let's always move to relationship. Thanks for listening, Daily Dosers. Have a great rest of your week.